This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We have an occasional series we do called My Economy, how people are doing in their own economic day-to-day away from the big headlines. And to set up today's installment, two things. One, honeybees, which have been in decline for the past decade or so because of something called colony collapse disorder. And number two, entrepreneurship, starting up new businesses, which has also been on the decline over the past decade or so. Here's a story about both.
My name's Hillary Kearney, and I'm from San Diego, and I have my own beekeeping business. So I had this office job that I really wasn't happy at. I was like the weirdo in the office. I had chickens, I had bees. I got to the point where my hobby had turned into really a business, and I was now providing services and charging people. You know, I was at the office job 40 hours a week, and then on my lunch break, I was doing things like catching swarms, just really cramming in bees into all the little cracks of time that I had left over. I had this whole plan to quit at the end of the month, and then at the beginning of the month, my boss called me into HR, and they let me go. And he basically said, Hillary, this is going to be the best thing for you. That first month was so overwhelming because I just started saying yes to everything. And then I realized that's something that everyone who has a business struggles with is figuring out what they want to keep and what they don't want to keep. But my business is really weird. It's predominantly education. So I do education for new beekeepers. And I also do bee removals. And then I manage hives for other people. I know that most businesses don't make a profit in their at least first couple of years. And so to be able to do that in the first year, I mean, I essentially made more than what I was making at my office job. The jobs that I've had before this, working in the office, I worked in a deli, I worked as a barista, and you deal with a lot of unhappy people. Now I get to deal with this kind of really narrow segment of people that are very different from each other, but just they're all united with this interest or love for bees, and it's really cool.
We need your stories to make this series work for us, so please take a second. If you feel like it, let us know how your economy is doing. There's a place you can do that at marketplace.org.